We are back here on the game. John, Tyler, Mitch, all here with you. Me and Mitch will be here for the first hour, then we're taking off for MHS Hoops. You can hear Cole Mamick, though, at 5:10. Something backfired on Tyler. We'll get to that at 4:40. And we'll check my prop bets from the Super Bowl, how well John in Vegas did. But right now, I know you told me earlier you thought, like, social media, the reaction, the backlash from fans after K-State's loss last night was not really as bad, maybe, as you thought. Didn't seem like people were as upset as you would think for a close loss to Kansas.
It was a fraction of the reaction after TCU. I'll put it that way. It was below the average, I would say, of K-State's losses this year.
Okay.
In my opinion.
Would you say that there were as many people frustrated by the end of the Baylor game? Because I won't sell anybody out, but I did have someone in the media come up to me last night after the game and say that they thought people were more upset after the end of the Baylor game because the second half was so poor than people being upset after the Kansas game. And this is someone that's going to get a lot of tweets.
I wouldn't say that. I don't think that there were as many people upset after the Baylor game as last night.
Okay.
But that's part of that is because you're seeing a lot of tweets that are really positive about the team in that situation as well.
Well, and regardless of what was going on social media, the arena was still very angry. I mean, that much is certainly true.
Well, I just want to mention that I'm a little surprised to hear that, Tyler, because of K-State, they did blow a 12-point lead. It was early, but they still – I mean, it is KU, but they still lost that lead and, I mean, really never got it back but one time in the second half.
I don't think that anyone – The difference there, though, is that I don't think anyone in Bramlage expected K-State to, like, get out to that lead and then run away with it. Like, I think it's acceptable to lose a 12-point lead to Kansas so long as you don't let the game get away with you after that point, and K-State didn't.
It's happened before. I mean, one of the most disappointing moments I can remember being in Bramlage as a student was the Frank Martin's second year, NIT year. They got way up on Kansas, up by like 15, 16, 17 in the first half. Then Dominique Sutton airballed a wide-open jumper, and Kansas went on a huge run. And they lost that game on Valentine's Day. It was a whiteout. I remember that one vividly, man. I wanted that bad.
Yep.
That one hurt. So it happens. Like, Kansas goes on runs. That is what they do. And perhaps they went on runs because they were fueled so much by all of said anger and hate inside Bramlage. That was really the message that Bill Self tried to put out there at the end of the game.
I'll be honest, the crowd helped us win the game. There's no doubt about that. That's all we talked about was use their energy to give you energy. And we even talked about different scenarios and how it was going to help us. And I think it did. I think their crowd energized our guys. I think they really enjoyed playing here today.
Now, I think there's a ton of truth to that. And I don't think it's just this one game. I think it's every year when they come to Bramlage, and I don't think it's just in Bramlage. I think it's a lot of places that they go on the road. But you know that the hate is ratcheted up another level here inside Bramlage, and that's why I think it's helped them in this streak. Now, they were picking off a lot of wins against Jim Wooldridge and Tom Asbury for a long time where, one, there was not as much energy in the building, and two, obviously the product was just worse that they were going up against from K-State, but since K-State elevated itself in the last decade in basketball, I've genuinely thought that because there was so much care in the building and want to from the fans and energy, and K-State has had better teams, like, it all gets Kansas's attention that much more and therefore dials them in that much more. This is sort of a recycled take from the Frank Martin era and why I thought Frank Martin really struggled with Kansas, because his teams were so good that they had Kansas's attention, whereas a lot of times you're not going to get the attention of a team like that just prints Big 12 championships every single year. Like, it's money coming out of the mint.
I thought the hate level was heightened last night from most KU games.
Okay.
Yeah, I did.
To me,
and
it seemed right in line with what it typically
is.
Well,
the reason for that was because speaking of something backfiring on me that we're going to talk about later, I think that K-State's decision to take away Sandstorm totally backfired on them because it told the students, you're not going to do the FKU chant. And so the students said, well, now we're going to do it to absolutely every song, including the Wabash Cannonball. And I think that I think the KU players hear that during the timeouts. I think that gets their attention a little bit. It used to be that they would only have to worry about that once or maybe twice a game. Well, it was pretty much every media timeout last night, which I don't like, by the way, but I do think it contributes to KU you know, or to K-State having KU's full attention.
Probably is a little bit, but that's a no-win situation for like K-State's administration, because students are always going to be one step ahead and come up with the next thing. I always use the example when I was in high school. God, I can even remember her name still, the athletic director that was just trying to keep us from having any fun. We would chant after a bad call, "Elevator, elevator, we got the shaft." They didn't like it, so they like outlawed that chant. So then the next game we said, nuts and bolts, we got screwed. You know, you just move on to the next thing. Like, you can always find the next thing.
But so, I don't think the FKU thing spreads the way that it does if K-State doesn't get rid of Sandstorm. If K-State had stayed with Sandstorm consistently, it only would have come out during that period.
I mean, that's minor details here that we can quabble over. The point is, no matter what you do, there's going to be a lot of hate and anger in the building. I don't think anybody is going to deny that at all, and I think, for the most part, it fuels Kansas. I can remember the Jacob Pullen game when he went off and they beat him his senior year. There was a moment late where there was Sandstorm, and it was going crazy, and I can remember vividly this camera shot. It did look like that particular team, those guys, were so shell-shocked by what had happened that game because K-State was such a big underdog that I remember thinking, man, like, this looks like they're really just getting beat into the ground and they don't want to be here. And K-State did go on to win that game. So sometimes, I'm sure it can, depending on sort of what mood they're in, it can have that kind of effect. But you think about a Kansas team that's coming into that game last night, a lot of those guys played 40-plus minutes going to overtime with Iowa State. It was a shocking home loss. They're in the middle of a really tough part of their schedule where they played Kentucky, Baylor, West Virginia before that, and then they're coming in on Big Monday on the short turnaround. Like, there'd be a lot of reason to not be real geeked up and just tired physically and mentally. But when you come into an arena and it's just raining down people yelling four-letter words at you and just all the energy that we know was in Bramlage last night, I think that's when you can start to draw on perhaps some extra adrenaline and things like that that you would not have actually had.
Yeah, that's now, fair.
The point of all this is not to say, like, hey, you should make Bramlage quiet and nobody should show up and you'd have a better chance necessarily, because obviously, you know, the long-lasting effects of just having excitement and the fans being there, you know, are going to be good. You don't want to temper the excitement there. But I do think that, you know, when you're a championship-caliber team like Kansas, that Bill Self is correct in saying that they feed off that energy. We saw Frank Mason at the free throw line. He's making free throws and shushing a guy in the front row. I mean, they were feeding off of that last night.
It was a lot of senior leadership, too, I think, from Kansas and from Frank Mason in particular down the stretch. I mean, I mentioned that in the last segment, but it's really, really tough to beat that team when it's a close game down the stretch.
All right, I tell you what, we got a call waiting on the line. Larry, if you'll hang on through the break, we'll get to your phone call when we come back. Plus, one of Tyler's plans backfired on him Super Bowl Sunday, and I've got the evidence. You're listening to The Game.